Be ye holy, for I am holy. Holy means sacred, set apart, worthy, pure, consecrated. Psalms 99 verse 9 says, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Let us look at some passages that describe the holiness of God. Exodus 15:11 says, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, doing wonders? 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 2 says, there is none holy as the Lord, for there is none besides thee, neither is there any rock like our God. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 29 says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Psalms chapter 77, verse 13 says, thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Revelation chapter 4, verse 8 says, and the four beasts and the elders and the angels were worshiping, and they rest not, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Let us look at the description of the purity, the radiance, the holiness of Jesus at the Transfiguration. Mark chapter 9, verses 2 and 3 says, and he transfigured before them, and his raiment was shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. Because God is mighty, awesome, pure, spotless, white, righteous, then how does or how must he respond to evil and to sin, to things that are foul? Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 13 says, thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and hold thy tongue when the wicked devoureth the man that is more righteous than he? Habakkuk is saying, you're a pure God. You cannot behold evil. Why are you ignoring the evil that people are doing to the righteous? The answer is, as we know in Romans chapter 12, verse 19, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Psalms chapter 5, verses 6 through 7 says, for thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee, the foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. If we are to have a relationship with a holy God, then we need to live holy rather than wicked lives. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 16 says, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. As we think of the holiness of God, how does it cause us to change our own view of ourselves? Isaiah said, as he thought about the holy God, as we read in Isaiah 6, 1 through 7, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and dwell in the midst of a people with unclean lips. Lo, thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged, God said. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Because of our sin, we should have died, but because of God's mercy, he cleansed us through Christ so that we could be holy as he is holy. In Revelation chapter 9, verse 9 through 14, it talks about the washing and the robes of the righteous. It says, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. What does God make you through the sacrifice of Jesus? Hebrews 10:10 says, by the which ye are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. We have been sanctified, set apart. That means that God has made us holy through the sacrifice, the offering of the body of Christ. What hath God called us out of and called us into through Jesus Christ? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7 said, for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 14 says, mortify therefore your members which are on the earth. And it gives a big list. Get rid of these things: fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil conspicuousness, covetousness. But put on these things as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing, forgiving. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, it says, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Be ye holy, for I am holy.